The opinions expressed in the following program are not necessarily the opinions of Salem Media Group, its employees, or advertisers.
Like any business owner, the Christian entrepreneur has to make a profit to survive. But there is also the recognition that earthly profits are not the highest goal. How can you apply your faith in the business world? And how can you use the success of your business as a means of glorifying God? Welcome to Faith and Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson. Margaret is a top business purpose coach in the San Francisco Bay Area and has been a business professional for more than 25 years. Her mission with this program is to bring you a biblical and foundational approach to doing business as a Christian. And now, your host for Faith and Business on the Edge, Margaret Jackson.
Welcome to Faith and Business on the Edge. This show is brought to you by Business on the Edge, your small business problem solver, and the On the Edge Women in Business Club, and believe it or not, small business concierge. You can connect with Business on the Edge through our social media channels at Twitter, Business on the ED, LinkedIn at Margaret Jackson, our website, businessontheedge.biz, our new website, smallbusinessconcierge.biz. Go out there and check out that informational site for our magazine. A lot of good stuff out there. Our Facebook page, MJ Radio Host. Our Facebook group page at On the Edge Women in Business. Post your product, services, events, motivation, inspiration. I'm going to quit saying political views. They're just out of control right now. It's a group for you to really make your comments and thoughts and what you're doing professionally known, whether that is in the pulpit, in a for-profit business. We want you to connect and do that networking out there on our social media group page. Also, you can connect with me at ontheedgepurpose.podbean.com. More good stuff coming to you out there. And don't forget our Blog Talk Radio extended show. It's a little bit more edgy, just so you know, but you can connect with me out there on Blog Talk Radio, looking for Business on the Edge Extended, raw and real. I like doing that show. It's fun. Blog Talk audience is very, very, very interactive, which is fun. Also, if you want to email me at directly. If you want to connect with me at faithandbusinessontheedge.biz, questions, comments, you want to start a business, you want to change your career, or you just want to connect with Business on the Edge, you certainly can do that through Faith and Business on the Edge. Be glad to help point you in the right direction. That's what we do. Each week, I'd like to thank our listeners for tuning into the show. We appreciate your listenership, and we work hard, very hard, to bring you a great show that inspires bridging the gap between your faith and your professional development and small business and ministry growth. We want you to be successful. We want you to have a stellar year. Every year, we want you to have a stellar month. We want you to have a stellar week. Get your priorities in a place where you can have the right type of experience on this planet while you're here, and be an example, and let God get his glory out of your life. Yeah. I'm going to talk to you today. It's you, me, Jesus, Holy Spirit, Father God, together today. And I want to do a little, with this being the beginning of the year still, I want to get your mind around really what your business foundation looks like. If you're interested in starting a business and you haven't started it, you're very good at something that you want to do, or you feel like you're called to doing something new. And the conversations that I have with other professionals that support entrepreneurship. I was in a meeting this week with a business association that I'm on the board of. And one of the things that we talked about was businesses, or people starting businesses, that do not count the cost. Didn't say it that way, but that's was what it boiled down to: counting the cost and what it takes to be a business owner, entrepreneur, outside of what you the part of the business that you like doing. Maybe it's in some sort of service industry. Maybe it's some technology you're building. Maybe you're building apps, whatever it is. There is a part of the business that is what is in your foundation for it to run like a business infrastructure. And so we're going to talk a little bit about that and choosing the right business for you. What are your objectives? What do you want to do? What's your business model? What's your value proposition? Is there, what is that value? You should know your value. I was talking to, again, I have these conversations with professionals. If you don't know your value, what's your mission statement? What's your vision statement? Mission and vision are not the same. What's the difference? Mission is, simply put, mission is now, today. Vision is future, right? Mission is, I want to feed children in our local neighborhoods to make sure that they have a meal each day. Future vision would be, I want to feed the entire city of children one day. That's not eating every day. And so you might, your mission might be that day-to-day need, and then expand it to that city or that state, or, and I'm simplifying it, but what can you do today that can bridge into, and the way that I want to do that is I want to have a food kitchen or food trucks, or, and we've talked about that a couple of weeks ago, but the point is mission is now, today. What are you doing today? We want children fed today. And in Santa Clara County, our vision is to feed children in all 9 Bay Area counties. Vision. What are your talents? We're going to talk about that in Bridging the Gap Between Business and Faith segment. What are your talents? What are you good at? What type of personality do you have? And I'm actually taking some of this content from the Small Business Administration. It has fantastic resources on business startup, how to start a business, how to manage a business. You know, starting a business has to be managed. The finances have to be managed. And so you can get some great resources from the Small Business Administration that can really put the right resources in your hand immediately. You can take classes. You got the Small Business Development Center. Same thing, great resources. Can take classes free. Some classes you have to pay for with Small Business Administration, but not all. And they're nominal. Their nominal score has classes that you can take that will benefit you. Sometimes you have a little fee to them. Sometimes you don't. It really depends. What I would say to you, if you're not willing to invest in your business, I'm talking about investing, then that's a concern. SCORE, the Service Corps of Retired Executives. These are people that have been in business and they know how to service you and help you. So you want to make sure that you're thinking about what you're not thinking about. You've prayed and now you feel like you need to go do this new business that God has called you to, or you're already in business. But God does want you to learn how to function in a healthy way as a business owner. Manage it properly. And you have to count those costs. There's a lot of considerations to that. A lot of considerations to choosing what type of structure it's going to be. I get those kind of questions all the time. What kind of structure should I be? Let's talk about that. You may not need to be a nonprofit just because your religious belief system is Christian and you feel like God's called me to something, I should be a nonprofit. Not necessarily be a nonprofit. Is your business idea answering a problem? Do Is there a market for the problem that you're trying to solve? You have to do that market segmentation, that market analysis, and find out what's going on in your market. We're going to go to a commercial break. You're listening to AM 1100 KFAX, Faith and Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson.
California Department of General Services is coming back to the Bay Area, and they're teaming up with Senator Bob Witkowski, Assemblymember Canson Chu, and Bay Area's number one small business radio personality, Margaret Jackson, for the Small Business Certification and Procurement Workshop. Ohlone College Newark Campus is the venue, host, partner, and sponsor. Parking is $4, so come prepared. $8 to $9 billion spent on procuring small business products and services each year. February 9th, 2018, 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. Register for this free event at dgsprocure.eventbrite.com.
Now back to Faith and Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson on AM 1100 KFAX.
Welcome back to Faith and Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson. We're going to do a little bridging the gap between business and faith. We got some new things coming here in 2018 on the show. You'll get a feel for that later in the show. But before we get there, we're going to do a little bridging the gap. I talked about in the first segment your talents. And we've got a scripture in the Bible that talks about talents. And I know we kind of think about, when you think about talents, you're thinking about special skills, expertise. Maybe you're working in a particular industry. How those talents will help you do the things that you need to do, develop or operate in your profession or business, decision making, talents. Matthew 25:14-15 out of the Complete Jewish Bible says, "For it will be like a man about to leave home for a while, who entrusted his possessions to his servants. To one, he gave 5 talents. And that's equivalent to 100 years' wages. 5 talents, equivalent to 100 years' wages. That just never ceases to amaze me. To another, 2 talents. To another, 1 talent. To each, according to his ability. Then he left. The Bible says he left. This man entrusted his possessions. He's got some serious possessions. He has given 8 talents, 100 years' wages of these talents to 3 different people. According to their ability to manage it, according to his ability, their ability to manage. You are praying and asking the Lord to bless your business, bless your ministry. We need money to operate. That is the world system. When God created the world, created a system, the fall of man did not come as a shock to God. There's this world system now as a result of that in place. We're buying and selling. According to your ability to manage, how does God get involved with that? God pays attention to how you manage what you have. Maybe you want a new car, but you won't take care of the one that you do have. You won't clean it. You won't say, well, it's old. You won't clean it. It's all trashed up inside. You won't take care of it. Maybe you want a new house. You won't take care of the one that you got. You won't take care of the apartment that you have, or you won't take care of the one little room that you're renting. You want a house. God gives you according to your ability to manage. You want more from the Lord. You want to. God's a father. If you're a parent and you have children, and you're a good parent. I have to address really quick in the news. We've seen this couple with 13 children who did not take care of God's gifts, his 13 gifts to them. I have a problem with that. Take care of the gifts that God has given you. The Bible calls our children gifts. When you understand that, you don't chain your kids up to beds, and you don't not feed them. You don't treat them the way that these parents treated their children. It's not okay. God's a father. I understand something about parenting. I have a son. Do you know what I want for my son? Is I want him to maximize his life to the fullest extent of his existence. I don't want him to miss out on being all that he can be in this world for God's glory and having a good time doing it. We've got some barriers to entry. We've got some spiritual barriers to entry. We've got some unresolved issues. We've got things that will keep you from getting to your fullest potential and being able to manage at a higher level. God's going to look at your attitude. He's going to look at your choices and what you're choosing to do and what you're choosing not to do, your will. We go make choices and we act like we didn't have a will. We have a will. We have things that we can't control. How do you respond to that? You got sin. You got the devil messing around with your life, frustrating it. So God is looking at how you are going to choose to manage the little that he's given you. And if you can't manage the little that he's given you, how is it that you can expect him to give you more? Let me ask you a question. When you give your children responsibility and they want to, you know, they're looking to one day drive that car. They want that opportunity. You don't just give them the keys to the car. You don't just allow them to do anything. God doesn't allow us to do anything. He gives us talents. He gives us responsibility. And then he watches what we do with it. So you're a business owner, regardless of what type of model it is. When I say business owner, I mean ministry. When I say ministry, I mean business. What are you doing with the talent that he's given you? How are you managing it? And if you are feeling the pressure and overwhelmed, you need some help. Are you getting the help that you need? Are you getting people around your ecosystem that can help you do what you need to do? What I've learned in business, and God continues to teach me, is small business owners are wearing many, many hats. But when you're about to break through to your next level. God takes us from glory to glory. You're passing some tests, and now the one that had one talent and stuck it in the sand because they were lazy, didn't want to manage nothing. God took that and gave it away. Gave it to someone else who wanted to manage it. God will take what He's given you, the one that He's given you, the one responsibility that He's given you, and will give it away to someone else because you won't manage it. And you won't get it to grow. You got giftings and talents, and you've sat dormant. You won't develop them. You won't go to school. You won't do anything. You wanna do a lot of talking about what you're doing. You don't wanna invest. You don't wanna do anything to help that thing grow, to maximize it. Responsibility. Then He left and allowed them to work according to their ability. You want more? Manage what you got. Manage your finances. You don't know how to deal with your bookkeeping and all of that? There's some support. Get some support. You got QuickBooks, you got training classes. Get some support. Get someone who can help you. Sit down and learn it and grunt through it at midnight. Best thing you'll ever do is understanding your money and how money works. Take some training classes. Get certified. Manage what you got. Clean your car. I don't care if it's falling apart. You want God to give you something? Show Him that you're willing to take care of what you have. You can't go get no Lexus and you won't take care of, remember the Pintos? You won't even take care of the Pinto you got. Let's go to a commercial break. AM 1100 KFAX, Faith and Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson.
This is Faith and Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson on AM 1100 KFAX. We'll be right back with more in just a moment. You're listening to Faith and Business on the Edge with business coach Margaret Jackson on AM 1100 KFAX.
Welcome back to Faith and Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson. Just doing a little house cleaning. A little helping you move forward successfully in 2018. We're in Power Resources, Events, Opportunities, Power People, Power Businesses, and Power Ministries. And we want to be power people. I'm going to say a couple more things about bridging the gap between your business and faith. Matthew 25, 14 through 15, concerning the talents, the three individuals, three people, and the different talents, and how God rewards, how you manage. Learn to manage money. Learn how money works. I have been to the schools of hard knocks over the years, and I've learned some things that I did not learn when I was growing up. And when I die, one of the things that I want to be known for, outside of God getting His glory out of my life, is that she knew how money works. She understood the purpose, the management of it, and helped others get there. Why? Because it is critical to your business. It's critical, critical to your household, critical, critical. We want to eat. We want to do the things that we want to be entrusted with so we can do what God has called us to do. But what I like about Matthew 25:21, When you've done what you're supposed to do, you're starting the business. You're thinking about it. You're not just flying by the seat of your pants and running out there. And God told me to go start this business. I'm gonna go do it, and you go do it without doing your homework. I made that mistake. I didn't know. I didn't have someone like me talking to me. But now I'm here saying, don't do that. I ran out. I was a business student. I was graduated with a business administration degree and learned some things. But how many of you know that you can go to school and you really get your training when you get into your workplace? Your stuff that you are not going to learn in your college class. Take the college class, get your credentials, get that information. But you're going to have things that come up and you're going to be in a whole different training program. It's okay. But when you manage well, you start out well, you build your foundation. If I can get a hold of you when you're first starting out, I can help you build a strong, sustainable foundation that would allow you to be in business long-term, healthy and strong. Got the right business model, got the right attitude, got the right talents, got your business plan, got your vision, got your mission, got your objectives, got your financial model, you know your market, you've done your market segmentation, you've got your marketing and advertising, promotion, website, you got all of these things, sales. If I can get you when you first start, I can save you a lot of heartache. You have to pay for it, absolutely. I've paid a price to be where I'm at, and I continue to pay a price. But you will pay more unprepared. I promise you, you will pay more unprepared. Not managing well, because when you do not manage well, you pay more. I see it in churches all the time. I've seen so much behind the doors of churches and decisions being made out of ignorance. Won't go research nothing. Not all. What am I saying? I drop the hammer on churches because we have to get our infrastructures right even inside the body of Christ. We can't just do anything, pray about it, and act like God is going to bless it. God will give you opportunities to grow, and everything's not, all the I's aren't dotted and all the T's aren't crossed, but he will give you opportunities to go back and dot those I's and cross those T's. I get it. Don't forget to go back and take care of those things. Be wise in your management. I continue to grow and learn and open to continuing to sharpen myself. Matthew 25:21, his master said to him, God is saying to him, excellent. You are a good and trustworthy servant. You have been faithful with a small amount. So I will put you in charge of a large amount. Come and join in your master's happiness. I want to join in my master's happiness. I want to be entrusted with a large amount. I want to be entrusted with, I want God to trust me and what he's made me responsible for. He's made me responsible for Business on the Edge. He's made me responsible for the On the Edge Women in Business Club. He's made me responsible for the Small Business Concierge Magazine. I'm rallying my team, and I said, we've got some major things going on. I've got some major projects going on. I cannot do it and implement by myself. I need my team to step it up so we can reach the pinnacles together, so we can maximize our lives for God's glory. That's what I want you to do. So, bridging the gap between business and faith. Manage well what you have in every area. So, power resources, events, opportunities, empower people, power businesses, and power ministries. I started out at the top of the show, giving you a little bit of information about the resources and things to think about that you can get from the Small Business Administration. You got a SBA out in San Francisco. You've got some satellite offices around the Bay Area, anywhere you live. If you're listening to this show and you are in New York, you're in Illinois, you're in Texas, you're in Kansas, You have a Small Business Administration office there near you. Find it. Stick your head in the door. Take a class or two. Find out what you do. Your homework. Do the things. I have a client who, they frustrate me just a little bit. They're kind of old school, so I like them. But I have to take a deep breath here and there. And they have a nonprofit. And nonprofits, you know, nonprofits do not have to have a 501c3. 501c3 allows you to be tax exempt, so you can collect donations, and those you collect donations from can get a tax write-off. And of course, you get some benefits, tax benefits as well. But they want to take donations without having a 501c3. And they want to convince me that they can continue to do so under the state of California laws. There's some very special parameters of doing such activities. It's not okay. Get your 501c3. Get approved. You will be accountable to the Attorney General if you are going to do it outside of that. Read, go out to the Attorney General's website and read specifically how you can do that. And believe me, it is not for long term. It should be people that you know and are maybe on your board. We want to do business well and do business right, right? So we're talking about things that you should know. Know the local, state, and federal business requirements. Choosing the right business. Preparing your business plan. Preparing a financial plan. And then you might want money. Where does that come from? How do I get money to fund? You watch Shark Tank? Shark Tank is an interesting show to watch. It really cracks me up. Things to think about. Let's go to a commercial break. AM 1100 KFAX, Faith and Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson.
Faith and Business on the Edge continues in a moment on AM 1100 KFAX. Now back to Faith and Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson on AM 1100 KFAX.
Welcome back to Faith and Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson. We are in a revised segment of the Faith and Business on the Edge show. This is the Small Business Concierge, Power Building the Small Business Owner. Power Building. And we're going to do that through the Small Business Concierge platform, the Small Business Concierge magazine. The Small Business Concierge has other products and services that we will continue to introduce to you moving forward. And before I kind of talk to you about the Small Business Concierge and why this is important and why there's a value behind it that I want you to realize, first, I need to talk to you about the word concierge. Concierge. And I want to differentiate concierge from being just another business directory or professional directory, or I don't know if you're familiar with FUBU. FUBU was a clothing line and still is out there that was spelled F-U-B-U. FUBU. And I was probably in my early 20s when FUBU was introduced to the world back in the early 90s. Damon John, who is now the head shark, I believe, on Shark Tank, or he came up, I thought he came up with Shark Tank. I'm not real sure about that. 1992. Early 90s. So I was actually, yes, I was in my early 20s. Early to mid 20s. 21, 22. FUBU, for us, by us, was what Damon John came up with. And he was actually, Damon John was actually he worked at, like, people don't have jobs before they become rich and famous through their businesses. Like, you don't have a real job. Most people have real jobs first, a real conventional job. And so he worked at Red Lobster, waiter, different things. The Small Business Concierge magazine, it kind of has that thought process for us by us. For us by us was his way of expressing a clothing line for the African-American population. Took off. The rest is history. The Small Business Concierge magazine and the whole Small Business Concierge concept is about a resource that is for us, by us. The business owner, regardless of your model, regardless of your nonprofit, for-profit, religious affiliations, but a go-to resource that is a sure thing, that's different from going to the Small Business Administration. They're a resource for us in the magazine. The Small Business Development Center, the SBA, SCORE, all of these different places that you're getting these different information. What we're doing and my team is doing, this vision is so beautifully, beautifully constructed by God, that it helps you solve some of the questions I talked about earlier in the show about starting your business. Even if you're in business, you know, you're in startup mode for at least the first 5 years, at least 5 to 7 years, you're in startup mode. And if you've never been in business, part of that is training ground because you don't know. And we're wanting to mitigate some of that. This is not my trying to sell you a magazine. This is my trying to get you to invest in the value of how it can benefit you, your business, your future, your now, your mission, your vision, your long-term sustainability. Concierge is a very unique term. We are used to hearing this term with hotels, doormen. You know, we were thinking about not small businesses being concierges. Defined, now dictionary.com defines concierge as a person who has charge of the entrance of a building and is often the owner's representative, doorkeeper, or a member of a hotel staff in charge of special services for guests, as arranging for theater tickets and tours. If you've ever been to Las Vegas, you are engaging concierges in any one of their hotels out there. An employee stationed in an apartment house lobby who screens visitors, controls operations of elevators, accepts deliveries to the tenants, etc. The definition, number two, a member of a hotel staff in charge of special services for guests. The concierge, as you becoming a concierge in the Small Business Concierge magazine, is about you servicing your guests. It's about us giving them enough information to make a more informed decision to choose you as a resource, in addition to you being in a place that gives you a mass platform and a place for you to have a business science lab. We have a business science lab section. What is that section? That's about you learning and getting what you don't get somewhere else. And that we're able to kind of bridge some things that can be elusive in business. This magazine is about small business owners contributing as expert writers to help you grow, to help you. And we have great writers. I just met with the Silicon Valley City Hall, San Jose Small Business Ally. He says, we want to be a part of this. We want to be a contributor. That's awesome. So we've got City Hall, the capital of Silicon Valley, as a concierge contributor in this magazine. And we have business owners who are experts in their disciplines talking to you about their specific disciplines as it relates to business. For what? For you to win. Do you know, and I think it's about 3%, I'm going to have to double check this, about 3% of women entrepreneurs make $1 million a year. That is so low. It's insanely crazy. The Small Business Concierge magazine and the Small Business Concierge resources. Go out to smallbusinessconcierge.biz website and kind of go check it out a little bit. And I want you to wrap your mind around investing time into participating in how this magazine and the resources can benefit your ministry, your business, and ministries. You have to come out of the four walls of the church. And I want you to be able to connect with your community, with your community leaders. We want you to be able to do this. More to come. Small Business Concierge, Power Building the Small Business Owner. You're listening to AM 1100 KFAX, Faith and Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson.
This is Faith and Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson on AM 1100 KFAX. We'll be right back with more in just a moment.
California Department of General Services is coming back to the Bay Area, and they're teaming up with Senator Bob Witkowski, Assemblymember Kenson Chu, and Bay Area's number one small business radio personality, Margaret Jackson, for the Small Business Certification and Procurement Workshop. Ohlone College Newark Campus is the venue, host, partner, and sponsor. Parking is $4, so come prepared. $8 to $9 billion spent on procuring small business products and services each year. February 9th, 2018, 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. Register for this free event at dgsprocure.eventbrite.com.
You're listening to Faith and Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson on AM 1100 KFAX.
Welcome back to Faith and Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson. We're going to wrap it up. We're at the bottom of the hour. We talked about a lot. Know what you're doing, getting the information about starting your business, or if you're already in business, the Small Business Administration has a lot of great resources out there. You can definitely connect with me at faithandbusinessontheedge.biz for me to send you some information, send you the right links that if you have a specific question. And we talked a little bit about talents, Matthew 25:14. Make sure you're managing well what you have. Manage it well. And you need a team. You need support systems behind you. I love the FUBU story with Damon John. Damon John, his mother and grandfather raised him, raised in Hollis, Queens. He wanted to create a clothing company for young men. So for us, by us. And as in the African-American community, for us, by us. The story goes that it was the African American world. And that being said, he sold hats, he undersold brands that he felt like were overpriced just to make ends meet. He kept working his job at Red Lobster. He just began to work his business, and he worked his business in between shifts at Red Lobster. His mother saw the vision, saw the potential, mortgaged her house for $100,000. What am I saying? I'm saying it takes managing. It takes all of these different things to get that thing going. Damon John is worth $250 million today. He has a $6 billion company that he's running. He is a CEO. He is an investor. He's a Shark Tank investor, right? He is also the founder and CEO of the Shark Group. So he's moving and he's shaking, but he started with an idea. Didn't have any money, but he had a vision. and he managed it well. And he had a mother who taught him how to sew. And he got a couple of buddies, and they are all multimillionaires today, doing what he's designed to do. Motivational speaker, author, investor. You have a life that God wants you to maximize. It might not all end up in being multimillionaires. It could. God is a big God. He has a big vision. Because we need money to do what we do, for God to get his glory out of our lives, for people to see that we are connected to a king. And it's normal to be wealthy as his heirs. We need to normalize that, right? Do your homework. Get connected to the right resources. Get connected to and learn what is out there and available for you out there. And that's what the Small Business Concierge magazine is about. And what we're trying to do is get you connected, whether you're a for-profit, nonprofit. I'm working on 3 grants right now for college. And the church, the faith-based community, could have put in for these same grants, $800,000. There's this thought that there is no money out there for the faith-based community. That is just not the truth. Let's get connected, see the value in what we're doing, see the value in your own life and what God wants you to do, and connect with me. Connect with Business on the Edge. Connect with the right resources. I'm here to be a blessing to you. I promise you, I'm not selling you anything. I'm getting you and hoping, working you to a place that you want to invest in your future the way God's way, and that he can trust you with what you're doing. You're listening to AM 1100 KFAX, Faith and Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson.
This has been Faith and Business on the Edge, a biblical and foundational approach to doing business as a Christian. To contact Margaret Jackson directly, call 408-357-0951 or email ontheedge@businessontheedge.biz. That's ontheedge@businessontheedge.biz. And be sure to listen next week at this time for more Faith and Business on the Edge, here on AM 1100 KFAX.
The opinions expressed in this program are not necessarily the opinions of Salem Media Group, its employees, or advertisers.